Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. I'm going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made over the weekend and yesterday. There are several unbelievable things. There are so many unbelievable things that I'm tired of repeating them, but this one takes the cake. Donald Trump just announced that if he is reelected president in 2024, he may pardon all of the people convicted for the January 6th insurrection. All of them. Not just people that were convicted of criminal trespass, but people who beat up cops, who almost kicked a cop to death, who squeezed a cop's head in a door so he screamed in agony, who cost a cop an eye, a finger, drove them to suicide. Trump has said he may pardon them, which means he will pardon them. Well, Trump's not going to get reelected in 2024. The commission, the special January 6th commission, is convening again today. Be sure to watch it if you can. If you can't, record it. And if you can't do that, there will be a synopsis in the evening around on MSNBC. But in any event, today they're going to focus on what Trump did to pressure state officials to fraudulently change votes. And every time I think of Trump, I'm thinking of Stalin's dictum, Stalin, the murderer of 20 million people, who said once, it does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And I think they're going to get into the Raffensperger extortion by Trump, demanding that he find 11,000 some odd votes to give Trump a victory of one, or he could be criminally prosecuted. That's a clear extortion. If they did that in the mafia, if they did that in a drug gang or a cartel, it isn't even close. The guy that made that call would be prosecuted, and Trump should be prosecuted. But I think they're also going to be getting into pressure on states like Wisconsin, the fake electors. You know, everybody naively early on thought, oh, that just occurred to a couple of guys in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Arizona and elsewhere. Just occurred to them. Bunch of fellas got together and said, hey, let's get together and call ourselves electors. Well, no, that's not what happened. What happened was that this was a coordinated, planned out, meticulously planned operation. In Wisconsin, for instance, we get 10 electoral votes. The reason we get 10 electoral votes in Wisconsin is because we have 8 congressional seats and 2 Senate seats. Every state in the union gets 2 electoral votes for their Senate seats. Wyoming has about 600,000 people, and it gets 2 Senate seats and 2 electoral votes for that. California has something like 40 million people, but it only has 2 senators and only gets 2 electoral votes for that. Every state gets at least 1 other electoral vote for a congressional seat in the House of Representatives, no matter how few people they have. Each congressional seat right now should have about 750,000 voters in it. Why is that? Because there are 435 members of the House of Representatives. Every year the population goes up, so you divide 435 into the population, and that's for each seat how many people you need to make 435 seats. Right now it's 750. Wyoming only has 600,000 people. Why do they have a congressional seat? Because every state is required to have 1 congressional seat. So Wyoming has three electoral college votes, two Senate and the one Congress. Wisconsin has 10 electoral votes, eight congressional seat, two Senate. California has about 58 electoral votes, only two Senate, but about roughly 56 or so, mid-50s, congressional seats. Well, how do you pick the 10 electors? Whoever wins, that party, in this case, the Democrats, Biden's party, has a meeting. And if you have the governor in your party, he chairs it. If you don't, you have the state Democratic Party chairman chair it, or a senior elected official. So, for instance, in the days when, say, Lee Dreyfus, early 80s, I was the party chair. Lee Dreyfus was the governor. But we had very senior people. Bill Proxmire, my very dear friend and mentor. Well, he's the guy I would want chairing it, that kind of thing, you know. Well, here we had Evers. So Evers chaired it in the Capitol, in a conference room that he picked, because he's the governor. And they select the 10 electors. And what you do is, it's kind of a formality, but you pick 10 Democrats who you know will go with Biden because he won the election. There have been instances in history of the faithless electors. This happened, I think, in Colorado and Washington back in 2016 when Hillary Clinton won their votes and a couple of them wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. It happened in 1960 with John Kennedy. A couple of them in Alabama wouldn't vote for John Kennedy, even though he took the state. If it doesn't sway the presidential election, everybody goes, ah, well, who cares? But if that ever did sway the presidential election, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that you can't be a faithless elector. You have got to vote for the person who won the state. Well, that's even after you pick your slate. In Wisconsin, the Republicans planned in advance, orchestrated by Trump, that in a handful of states, they would convene fake electors, Republicans, even though Trump didn't win the election. And then they would send in their certifications. And then Mike Pence would say, this was the plan. Well, Wisconsin has two slates of electors. Pennsylvania has two slates of electors. Michigan has two slates of electors. So do Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada. So, Madam Speaker, I declare that there is a confusion and a contest, and it's going to go to the House of Representatives. That's what happened in 1876 when Rutherford Hayes lost to Tilden, the Democrat. Rutherford Hayes, a Republican. But Rutherford Hayes was an Abraham Lincoln abolitionist type of Republican, and Tilden was a Southerner. And the North wasn't going to have any of that, so they just flat out said, we're going to win. And the South said, okay, in 1876, but we have one horrible bargain we want to draw. Get federal troops out of the South and stop Reconstruction. And to their shame, the Northern Republicans said, okay. The Southern troops then became the Ku Klux Klan, and they murdered black people for 100 years. Well, this time around, they were going to cite the Rutherford Hayes thing, and they're going to say, well, you know, we have two slates of electors from Wisconsin. Who are we? Who are we? Leave it to the House. The problem is, here is a tricky little sneaky thing. If it goes to the House of Representatives, you'd think, well, Nancy Pelosi has a majority, so Biden would get it. Well, no, because the law requires, the Constitution requires, that each state gets one vote. There are only 50 votes. But a majority of the states have Republican majorities in their state, in their congressional. For instance, Wyoming has three electoral votes. They're all Republicans, so they would get a vote. They would get a vote. Wisconsin, even though Biden won, has five congressmen and one senator. That is six Republicans and four Democrats. The single vote from Wisconsin would have gone to Trump. You see how sneaky this is? This is the kind of thing that happened in Germany when Hitler came into power. You know, he didn't just take over. He got a plurality of the vote. Then he said, I want to do this and I want to do that, and I'm going to use this part of the Constitution to do it. And that's what happened. Trump says now he is going to pardon these insurrectionists who beat the police, because his secondary backup scheme in the Green Bay sweep was to have violence break out, have the votes not certified that day, and then he would have said, it's going to go into the House of Representatives, or it's going to go back to the states for the legislatures to pick the electors. And the legislatures in the swing states were predominantly Republican by gerrymander, and he would have been president. You see how this happens? Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, one at a time. It's not a guy with medals and a gun showing up at your door to shoot you. It's lawyers with thin briefcases in six states. That's what happened here. So whoever you are out there, I don't care if you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, if you're independent, you know, if somehow, whatever you are, a libertarian, Trump means the end of democracy. You must understand that. And it can be done in a sneaky fashion with briefcases in six states. And men with hollow eyes who are lawyers, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. If you want to break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.